free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Do you remember Sammy Hagar's I Can't Drive 55? Well, now he's talking about the COVID virus, and we're going to talk about that and a lot of other things today. It is Wednesday, June 24th. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at day 100 of the lockdown. And we have an amazing story, an amazing story. I've been calling Fauci and the NIH and the CDC and the FDA and all these public health officials. They're all involved in this. And I've been calling them Nazi scientists for years. And I have upped that, and I put out a tweet today and I said I was not talking hyperbole. We've had Judicial Watch file a Freedom of Information request. And well, of course they refuse to give them any information. And that's why Judicial Watch exists, is to sue, because if you're going to get any information out of these people, you got to sue them. And that's one of the reasons why it's good to have a separation of powers. One thing you can use the courts for. Of course, they try to make themselves, ultimate authority. But nevertheless, you know, the bureaucracy is not even a branch of government, although it is. And it is more of a branch of government than the Congress. Because they've turned over their authority to it, just as the president frequently does. And the president typically turns over his authority to the Supreme Court. Not just this president, every president. But anyway, Judicial Watch sued for information. And here's the headline. FDA paid for, quote, fresh and never frozen human fetal parts. Fresh, never frozen baby parts. I wonder who they were paying that to. I wonder why they, you know, kind of give some new insight into why Planned Parenthood was able to score $80 million when you've got small businesses all over the country going bankrupt because the government shut them down and then said, oh, that's okay. We'll give you some money. We got Ivanka Trump on it and Steve Mnuchin, and they're going to, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they're going to get you that money. No. They and their cronies took it. And that includes the cronies at Planned Parenthood, who, even though Pelosi was sticking them in and saying, well, we'll include them in the, no, you're not going to, they are expressly forbidden from getting the money. They still got $80 million. Planned Parenthood did. And they're not giving it back. Why don't you have an armed raid of a SWAT team go in and take the $80 million back from, Planned Parenthood. You know, like they did an armed raid for Roger Stone. Maybe that'd be a good photo op. Oh, no. They don't want to cover that. They don't want to do that. And what did they do with this fresh and never frozen baby parts that they acquired? They used them to create humanized mice, chimeras. This is your government. This is the government that began by bringing in Nazi scientists with Operation Paperclip. And then they used that as the basis for the bioweapons and biochemical warfare program that they set up at Fort Detrick and other places. The fruit of that program has been shown in a number of ways. We've had Lyme disease. We've had major accidents at these labs. They were told, don't do any more of this Nazi science. Creating chimeras between coronavirus and bat. You know, now they're creating a chimera between mice and human babies that they killed and took the parts. But we can't shut them down. We still have Fauci talking about how we have to continue this. We're also going to have an interview with a whistleblower cop. We're going to take a look at the way they're coming after Roger Stone. He's in all the headlines again because these people are determined that they're going to lock him up, even though he never committed a crime. And we're going to take a look at, we've got an interview coming up, I said, with a whistleblower cop who's going to tell us what he thinks should be done.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America. a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there's a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, June 24th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 100. We reached 100 days of lockdown. We're about a quarter of the way through the Iranian hostage taking. And, of course, it's reflected in the polls for President Trump. As I pointed out yesterday, Real Clear Politics, or maybe it was Monday, Real Clear Politics is finally saying the same thing I've been saying for 100 days. If Trump doesn't get rid of Fauci, Fauci will get rid of Trump. And, of course, what is happening is getting rid of the middle class here in the United States. But there's another agenda there as well. We have Fauci saying the COVID-19 vaccine could be ready by December. You know, they already spent $1.2 billion to manufacture 300 million doses. AstraZeneca is going to do that. Of whatever the vaccine is, it's still to be determined. We don't know what it's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be safe or effective, but they're going to have it for you. And they're going to have one for each and every one of us. So just be prepared. And he said, in the meanwhile, get a flu shot. Because that's what he and the CDC have been saying for years every year. Get a flu shot. And you ought to get a clue as to what's going on with this. You need to take a look at the vaccine industry and the injuries and the claims at the court that people go to try to get some compensation. The injuries and the deaths from the flu vaccine, that is always ineffective. They never even know what the flu strain is going to be when they make the vaccines. How can it be effective? Even if their strategy worked. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. It's like the fluoride stuff. Okay, you want to argue with me whether or not fluoride is medically effective or not? Since when do you put medication in the water supply? Hey, come on, the difference between a medicine and a poison is dosage, right? Any idiot knows that. How in the world can the American people accept that premise? Oh, fluoride is good for you. We need to medicate that, so we're going to dump it in the water supply. And we got all the studies saying, well, you know, we get a high dosage of this stuff. It's going to impair the mental facilities of children. It'll have damage even to adults. But, you know, we're just going to throw that in there for everybody. And we don't know what the concentration is going to be. And we're going to give the same dosage to an adult male that we give to a young child. Drinking the water. Just drink your water. It's good for you. Take your flu shot. It's good for you, too. Let me tell you what's not good for you. The federal government's Nazi scientists. I'll be talking about this in the program. I mentioned it at the top of the hour. We had Judicial Watch do a FOIA request, and of course it was denied by the government, as they always do. So they took them to court, sued them, they got the information. Here's the information that they didn't want you to know. The FDA was buying, quote, fresh, never frozen, unquote, human fetal parts. Fresh, never frozen baby parts. And what were they using them for? To create humanized mice, quote unquote. That was their phrase in the documents. They're creating baby mice chimeras. And they're using your money. And these are the people who are going to keep you safe. These are the people who are overseeing the vaccine. These are the people who gave Moderna, creating a vaccine that is based on modifying your RNA and your DNA. People that are using a strategy that everybody else in this pharmaceutical industry has said, we're not going to touch that. But of course, this is a vaccine. So with a vaccine, they don't have any liability. And so they don't have to worry about what they do to you. And Trump selected them as the lead candidate. Trump gave them $456 million. Gates gave them $20 million. Trump gave them more than 22 times the amount that Gates gave them. Who's the bigger vaccine prick? Let me ask you. Can you do the math? Can you think? Are you too blinded by partisan political loyalty to an individual or to a party to think clearly? What would you do if this is being done by Obama and Hillary? What if Obama and Hillary gave $456 million to Moderna? No, you'd have the conservative press screaming at the top of their lungs. I don't hear anybody talking about that but me. No one is talking about that. Oh, don't criticize Trump. Let me tell you something. Whether Trump wins or loses, those vaccines are going to be prepared for you. And you better believe they're going to force it. They're going to force it one way or the other. Because, you know, it's about the economy. As a matter of fact, even Sammy Hagar, hats off to him for saying he's going to play a concert regardless of the coronavirus. He said, some of us may have to sacrifice on that. I thought, all right, cool. I looked at that. I thought, this is a guy who says, I can't drive 55. My kind of guy. Push back against the arbitrary national speed limit, which, by the way, Nixon put in, a Republican, and exceeded the authority that he had under the Constitution to impose a speed limit on the states. There he is. I can't drive 55. One of my heroes. A role model for me in my youth. Never mind. But, you know, he needs to come out with another one. We've got to stop the drive to save the hive. Because you're going to be sacrificed. See, in this mentality, individual health doesn't matter. It's the group health that matters. So your individual health has to be sacrificed to the group. That's what this whole mask charade is about, right? You got to wear your mask. I'm not safe if I wear a mask, but you have to wear your mask. Even if it's just, you know, a wrapper from a hamburger, which they did that. They went there on a plane. You can't get on the plane unless you got a mask. Well, I was just eating this hamburger. How about this? If I hold this over my face, all right, that's good. Come on in. And then they put out instructions saying, if the oxygen masks descend, and there he is. He sent that to me. If the oxygen masks descend, here's how to leave your mask on and use the oxygen mask over that so you don't lose consciousness. Yeah, don't even take it off if there's an emergency and the oxygen masks descend. But when we pass out pretzels, you may take off the mask. I mean, this is the insanity that American people are going for. The idea that, oh, don't wear the mask. Do wear the mask. Now you must wear the mask. And it's a sign of freedom and liberty and patriotism in the American way, right? Says Jerome Adams, our U.S. Surgeon General. These lying scumbag politicians. Fauci, oh, I lied to you. I told you that it wasn't good because I wanted to save the N95 mask for our heroes. You can die. Let me tell you, they're going to kill you for the vaccine. They're going to kill you for the profits. They're not trying to protect the hive health. They're trying to protect the profits of their big pharmaceutical companies. Just look at what Fauci did with Gilead's Remdesivir many times. It's about the pharmaceutical profits. And it's about their eugenicists. They want to kill you, quite frankly. You know that. I know that. We've talked about that many times. It's a well-established fact. Fact. Not a conspiracy theory, a conspiracy fact. And Operation Warp Speed that President Trump is funding is a eugenicist program. I cannot condone that. I will not condone that. I mean, you can fail building the wall. You can fail stopping the foreign wars. I understand that's a fight. But when you push this, when you push the lockdown, when you push a eugenicist program that's being sold to us by Fauci and these war criminals, these Nazi war criminals, I cannot forgive that. How much worse can it get? So Sammy Hagar looks good, but then he says, I'll be comfortable playing a show before there's a vaccine. It's like, no, Sammy, come on. Don't fall for that nonsense, that hive mentality. So you're not safe unless I'm wearing a mask, even if you're wearing a mask. I have to wear something that we all know is not effective. I have to wear a cloth mask. That's absolute nonsense. Even the N95 mask is not effective against the virus because of the size. But I, you know, if you wear cloth masks, that's fine. Well, then why did Fauci have to lie to us about that? Because we had bandanas back then. We had sandwich wrappers back then. We had paper napkins back then. I had another person say, yeah, I got chased down, and I think it was a Target. They had a paper napkin with rubber bands, and they wanted him to wear that. And he goes, can you believe this? He went on to say that he would pay the ultimate price in order to help save the economy. Again, this Republicans don't understand what's going on. This is not about saving the economy. This is about saving liberty. Liberty. Liberty is the thing. We'll be right back.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist. We're already to the latter part of June, and of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again, and already Fauci and the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
More taxes solve everything? No, it's more vaxes. More vaccinations will solve everything. They've moved beyond trying to control us by taking away our disposable income and our freedom and our mobility. Now they're moving to just killing us. More vaxes. They're going to do it all, right? And if you want to know where the mainstream media is on this, it used to be that Drudge had his pulse on what was going on, and Matt Drudge did. I don't know whoever's running the Drudge Report now. You want to know what's on the pulse of the establishment? What the narrative of the day is? You can get a good synopsis of the mainstream narrative now at the Drudge Report. Summer spike. Texas residents urged to stay inside. Ah! California cases hit a new high. Arizona popped 77% in a week. Reopenings are in disarray. EU will ban American travelers. They've banned all travelers. Come on. Fake news. Fake news. Fake plandemic. And of course, we had the dictator in chief, Fauci, holding court yesterday with a live press conference, and we've distilled it down to a painful 53 seconds for you. Let's run video clip number 3.
It really is a mixed bag. We have a very large country, very heterogeneous, major differences, for example, between the New York metropolitan area and Casper, Wyoming. If you look at how we've been hit badly.
But the same recommendations for everybody, numbers, right?
We've had now over 120,000 deaths, and we've had 2.5 million infections. So it's a serious situation.
According to the lying CDC.
We've done very well. Right now, for example, the New York metropolitan area, which has been hit extraordinarily hard, has done very well in bringing the cases down and using the guidelines that we have very carefully
They're
put
nice
together.
And obedient.
In
they
a stepwise
to him.
Fashion to try and carefully reopen their city and their state. However, in other areas of the country, we're now seeing a disturbing surge of infections.
Yeah. Disturbing surge of infections. And quite frankly, you know, they have now used that. That is the viral term. A viral surge. Everybody's repeating it. Remember a few years ago? We had the Mockingbird propaganda press, typically, Mockingbird repeating whatever the CIA tells them, but they do mock each other. And so somebody said something about a particular politician having gravitas. Now, you never hear that word, and you haven't heard it since. But for a couple of days, everybody was using the word gravitas. So now they're all using the term sage. It's a viral surge. CNN, Fauci warns of disturbing trend as Trump ignores viral surge. Bloomberg, viral surge across the U.S., throwing reopenings into disarray. Well, that's the narrative that they're pushing out. As President Trump said, he said, when you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. Right. Exactly right. But then he unfortunately... He sticks his foot in his mouth and he says, so that's why I said to my people, slow down the testing, please. Come on. It's just, they never tested anybody. They just presume people had it. They presume people died with it. They presume people died from it. It's all presumptuous. The presumptuous plandemic. Now, a couple of days ago, you know, before we had Fauci go on and give them their new talking points, it is now a viral surge. They had L.A. Times. They had Slate and Reason and other publications. We're talking about the fact that, are you alarmed by the coronavirus numbers, said the L.A. Times? Well, here's why officials insist that they are not worried. Yeah, that's why Fauci had to do his press release. No, you got to worry. It's a viral surge out here. Health officials continue to discount those concerns. They said total new cases is not the best measure of community spread because of aggressive levels of new testing. They point to other metrics. They say show that the local outbreak has stabilized. You understand? You've seen this. Are people dropping dead in the streets? Absolutely not. You know what's dropping dead? Hospitals. In the middle of a pandemic. Again, nothing new about that. It continues, however. Reason Magazine puts it this way. Daily COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have fallen dramatically since April. The downward trend continued after states began lifting their lockdowns. You understand? That's why they're putting out this fear narrative in the mainstream press. From Drudge on out to everybody else. Because they got to keep you afraid, locked down, hiding in your apartment. Slate. COVID cases are rising. COVID deaths are declining. Why is this? Again, because it's not as deadly as they lied to us about. The case fatality rate is not any higher than flu. They haven't been testing for it up to this point, so now they're freaking out. Look, we're now testing people, and we find people have got it. And they didn't know that they've got it. They didn't know they've got it. Look, this goes back. This is why I talk so much about the Diamond Princess, that ship that was stranded off the coast of Japan. I think it was off of Fukushima or somewhere. I don't remember what town it was stuck off of. But I do remember that on a ship where they had about 4,000 people, and they had somebody they found was very gravely ill. They had some people who died on the Diamond Princess because a lot of the people who take cruises are advanced in ages and they eat at buffets and they eat a lot. And they basically wheel them up in the wheelchair and they load up their tray and go back to their table. I mean, that's we did a cruise this last fall. I think we got COVID-19, my wife and I. Coming back, but one of my least favorite vacations ever. We were celebrating our 40th anniversary, and I'm sorry that it happened that way, but I still love you, darling. Gonna make her upset listening to me say this. But, you know, it was basically a disaster in terms of things to do, except to eat. And, of course, there were a lot of very decrepit people there. And so it's not a surprise that you would see people die. Yeah, that's exactly. I never realized just how close to the truth Wally was. It was painfully true. you know, when we were there, I was not surprised to see that some people died with it. But when they tested people, when they had people that were sick and they had some people that were very sick, some that died, about 12 people out of 4,000 died. Much higher than what happened on the Navy ship. But they started testing people. That was a time when they didn't have any tests, and we still don't know if the tests are very accurate. But they said out of the 4,000, they had about 600 some odd people that tested positive. 300 of those people didn't even know, never had any symptoms. This is why this is not a viral surge that we got to worry about here. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. I was talking to My Patriot Supplier and Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about this second wave push. We've got 42 hospitals that have now closed and filed for bankruptcy due to COVID-19 pressures, facing catastrophic financial challenges. And of course, it's not just the hospitals, but you've got to ask yourself, how do hospitals go bankrupt during a pandemic that is so severe that we have to do things that we have never done with any disease before, including Ebola? Why is that? And you know, as we look at this, and the number one trending thing today was Governor Abbott. He is now the point of attack because he tried to stand up for freedom a little bit, and the rule of law, and put the Constitution over the coronavirus, saying, well, you should stay home, but I'm not going to tell you you must stay home. Oh, got to do that now. The media is ignoring 90% coronavirus death collapse in this country. There's been a monstrous 90% drop in deaths in the space of just 2 months. And that's being ignored. This is an article from OutKick.com. Worse, they rather than share the actual factual data, they're now selling you stories that are simply not true. They're talking about how now everybody's going to die, and it's not true. They're out there testing people who, like I said, with the Diamond Princess, even in that elderly, not healthy population that you have on cruise ships, people who didn't even know they had it. And living in close quarters, eating in communal areas, and the conditions of isolation, even after they found some people who were very sick with it, and about 12 people eventually died. You had an infectious disease doctor who said, oh, I went to the Ebola thing, and, you know, they were not following any quarantine procedures. I mean, I was scared to death because he was afraid it was a very serious disease. It's not. Case fatality rate's about the same as flu. But he was scared for his life because they weren't following any quarantine procedures. So when they don't follow any quarantine procedures and you've got an elderly population that doesn't have particularly good health and they're eating communally, and yet you still had, out of 4,000 people, only 600 of them who tested positive. And half of those people didn't even know that they had the disease. But let's continue down this narrative that's being sold to us. Now, let me tell you what the real death situation that we got to worry about here is. Now, a good example of this is Elizabeth Hurley's ex-husband, Steve Bing, 55. He jumped to his death from his 27th floor L.A. apartment because he was so depressed about the lockdown. And when they write this article about him and his life and so forth, I mean, this is a guy who's got hundreds of millions of dollars. He had a net worth of $590 million. And he was so depressed from having no human contact that he jumped to his death. Do you think that maybe the lockdown has something to do with poor people and middle class people who are living from paycheck to paycheck and they just lost their job, like that waitress that I talked to on March the 17th? She said, I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to eat? Oh, don't worry. There's no food in the store anyway for the beginning of this. This guy, $590 million, but just the lack of human contact was enough to drive him to suicide. And here at the bottom of the article, Daily Mail says, here's how to help people who are impacted by COVID-19. They understand that's the cause of it. It's the depression. It's not COVID-19. It's the lockdown that killed him. Come on. It's not the virus. Chicago, 102 people shot, 14 fatally this last Chicago, in Chicago this last Father's Day weekend. See, that's what you ought to be worried about. But instead, they're focusing on Governor Abbott. He's the number one trend on Twitter this morning. Because you've got all the news, state and national, focusing on him. Yeah, top of the Drudge Report. Dallas News says, as Texas hits an all-time high in new COVID-19 cases, Governor Greg Abbott tightens outdoor gathering rules. So Governor Abbott sternly warned Texans of rampant spread of coronavirus. They had 5,000 new cases in a single day. Texans should stay home unless they have a good reason to venture out. Well, I'm glad he said should and not must. It's a big difference. I'm happy to take medical advice. I will not take medical orders from public health officials. I refuse. Because liberty is more important to me than the economy. Liberty is more important to me than life itself. And if it is not more important to you than life itself, you will never have it. I did authorize local officials to have the authority to establish regulations in gatherings of 100 or more, he said. This is intended to allow authorities to regulate gatherings for the 4th of July celebrations. We don't want people getting this idea they're free. Come on. You're not free. What do you, think you're going to celebrate the 4th of July and your freedom? Yeah. It's like these people taking down all these different statues. Come on. You're still slaves. You just don't understand it. All of us are slaves. All of us are slaves. And so when I tweeted about it this morning, I said, yeah, everybody's attacking him on Twitter because he put the Constitution over the coronavirus. And he stopped ordering healthy people around for the most part. Don't get any fun. You know, don't take your freedom too seriously on 4th of July. I said it's not going to be enough for governors like Abbott and for President Trump to simply ignore Fauci, to simply ignore the CDC. They're going to have to take them on directly. Or we all lose. They lose their elections. We lose our freedoms, our economy, our lives. with vaccines. You've got to actively, I tweeted out today, I said you've got to actively deconstruct their junk science with real scientists. You've got to actively deconstruct their fear campaign. People are afraid. That's one of the reasons why Twitter is erupting on here. If you don't shut down and discredit Fauci, and it's easy to do. If you don't know what to do, just President Trump, just go back and watch the archives of this show. I've been talking about how to discredit this. I've been discrediting him every day for 100 days. I'm sure you can find something you could use if you wanted to do it. And then you've got the Texas Tribune mocking Governor Abbott. Well, coronavirus patients crowd Texas intensive care units as Governor Abbott touts abundant hospital capacity. They put abundant in quotes, right? They're mocking him for that. But just remember, it was just a few years ago. I think it was 2014 we had the Ebola thing. Yeah, 2014. And everybody was making a hero out of Clay Jenkins. You know Clay Jenkins, that guy that just locked up, he put a fine of $5,000 against Shelley Luther, who had the salon. And then they took her to court. They were going to put her in jail, and Governor Abbott saved her from going to jail. That Clay Jenkins? Well, what was he saying 6 years ago? He was telling everybody 6 years ago, don't worry. Yeah, we got a guy here with Ebola, but don't worry about it. We got lots of hospitals, and we got lots of doctors. And this is a disease where 80% of the people die when their organs are liquefied by Ebola. This is a much, much, much more serious disease than coronavirus that has a case fatality rate like regular flu. And so he's telling everybody, continue. We got a game between Dallas and Houston, an NFL game. Go to the game. We got plenty of doctors and plenty of hospitals. Don't worry about it. He said, the goal I'm tasked with is containing the Ebola virus and stopping it here. But we can choose that by creating a police state and taking steps that are scary to people, or we can choose to see people as our fellow human beings and treat them with compassion and respect. And we choose the latter course. Why did he do that? Because now he's choosing the police state 6 years later over a disease that's not serious. He did it simply because it was a black illegal immigrant who was sick. And then went on to, he died, and he infected two nurses who were treating him. And then just before this one, March, early March 2020, he said, as the virus spread to Texas with Ebola, he said, yeah, we saw this during the Ebola scare, this racism, this xenophobia, and I've seen it against Asians and Asian Americans. This is why they outlawed saying Kung Flu and Wu Flu and all of that. It's simply racial politics.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there is a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com. We're already into the latter part of June, and of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again, and already Fauci and the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party. Black Lives Matter. All white people are evil. Mind control. Brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So, it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, the government loves us so much that they're putting out the CARES Act, and they're going to do it again. They care so much. They don't love us enough that they'll let us live our lives. No, no, no. They'll send us another check, because this is part of the training procedure. You do what they say, and they give you a treat. This is the way B.F. Skinner trained animals. You know, when he locked up his kids, it wasn't just animals. He decided, you know, look, in his opinion, humans were nothing more than animals, and they could be trained like animals. Are you going to let him win this discussion? Are you going to act like an animal? Are you going to act like somebody who knows that there's a God who gave you liberty and free will and use it? But, yeah, he treated his kids like animals. He conditioned them. He kept them isolated. Isn't that interesting? He kept them isolated. He put them in a box. And he called it air conditioning. He spelled it H-E-I-R. His children, he put in air conditioning boxes. Oh, he loved them, didn't he? He loved them just like the government loves you with the CARES Act. They should call it the Conditioning Act. You know, the GOP, as said before, we has met the enemy and they is us. The GOP is warning against ramping down coronavirus. No, we got to ramp it up. President Trump says, yeah, you're making this look bad by testing everybody. And you're labeling people who don't even have any symptoms to try to push the narrative for a second lockdown. And the GOP says, we got to do that. Keep doing it. Ramp it up. Because the GOP is pushing Trump out as well. And this is about the election. And understand that just because they want to get President Trump out doesn't mean that he's going to help you. He hasn't done anything to help you. He's standing there like a deer in the headlights. He tweets about it. He occasionally mentions, well, you've got hydroxychloroquine, but he hasn't pushed back on these people. You have to actually resist them. You can't just be passive aggressive, snarky over in the corner. You've got to actually lead. Get out front and lead. And so they're going to be kicking him out because he can't do this. But he's talking about how it's going to be very generous. Going to have it in a couple weeks. Another big check. We'll be doing another stimulus check. Meanwhile, who got the other money? Oh, well, White House doesn't want you to know. The Federal Reserve doesn't want you to know either. It was handed out at the discretion of Powell. Maybe that's how Planned Parenthood got $80 million when they were forbidden in the law to get any money from that. Because, you know, Powell at the Federal Reserve can hand it out. And it was so embarrassing that the White House has now said, you can't know. We're not going to let you know. So as people are talking about this, you've got Vice talking about what's the real world going to look like? What's the new normal going to be like? They said, where will we pee when we're out in our half-opened states? Yeah, what do we do? Where do we go to the restroom? Let me tell you. I'm reminded of that phrase from the outlaw Josie Wales. Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining. Yeah. Where will we pee? Well, I have no idea. We're not going to have a pot to do it in. But the elites are marking their territory, aren't they? And so we talk about the Federal Reserve and how they're handing out money. There's this article from Zero Hedge. Every Federal Reserve board member is, wait for it, a multimillionaire. I'm surprised. I would have thought they'd be billionaires. You know, they're working on that, though. And probably by the time we get finished with the third or fourth round of universal basic income, they will be billionaires. Because Powell right now is worth between $20 million and $55 million. You've got Quarles, who's worth between $25 and $125 million. Clarita is worth between $9 and $39 million. Bowman, between $2 and $11. Oh, he's a poor man of the group. Brainerd, between $3 and $11. So, you know, all five of them. The five Senate-confirmed members of the Federal Reserve are all multimillionaires working on becoming billionaires in this corrupt coronavirus capitalism that is now coming out. And if you want to know where this is headed, take a look at what is going on in Lebanon. Protesters are burning down the central banks in Lebanon as the government is devaluing the currency. They're burning down the central banks in Lebanon as the government devalues the currency. Riots have spread across Lebanon in recent weeks in response to the currency crisis. And let me tell you, this is coming to the United States. You think that massive unemployment, nearly 50 million people being pushed out of their jobs instantaneously by Washington, you think that that is, and these Democrat governors, the unrest that has been stoked by these same people? And what's going to happen when this doesn't get solved and it goes on longer and longer? And then at some point, the American dollar loses its reserve status. And we actually have to, we can no longer play this game that our deficit doesn't matter anymore. Because at that point, it'll matter a great deal. A great deal. And when we can't just print money out of thin air, and when you have the banks starting to lock up people's money, what do you think is going to happen in this country at that point in time? Let me tell you, that's exactly what they are pushing for, and that's why they're pushing the escalating violence right now. It's going to expand drastically. That's why I say that this is the issue of our lifetime right now, this lockdown. And if we don't have any Republican leaders who will push back on that and debunk that and stop the fear and let people live their lives and let us go back to normal, not a new normal, to liberty, to the Constitution. If they don't allow us to do that, it's going to continue to deteriorate and people are going to continue to lose it. We just had a guy, celebrity, $600 million net worth. He jumped out of the window because he couldn't stand the isolation of no human contact. It is a very effective psychological control tool. As a matter of fact, you know, we're going to talk about the Civil War. We're going to talk about the monuments. We're going to talk about Bubba Wallace. I called it 2 days ago, Monday morning. I called it as soon as I saw it over the weekend. But I mentioned it Monday morning. I said, no news is good news was the the video that I put up, and I see some other people have used that headline now to talk about the fact that it was not a noose. The FBI looked at it. It was pretty obvious that it wasn't. Nobody is going to do that. And he didn't have any pictures of it. This is part of the narrative about making the Confederate flag a symbol of hate. And so it was his imagination. Went full Jussie Smollett on all this. There were no pictures of it when the FBI did the investigation. We'll talk about what they found. But I said from the very beginning, I said, this is a hoax. This is virtue signaling. Let me tell you, they picked this guy because they're trying to remake their corporate image. And they're trying to make their corporate image by demonizing people who are there. But if you don't understand what the Civil War was about, we'll talk about that because that's what they are now ramping up to do again to us. It's a very effective strategy, and it's going to happen this time. You know, we almost had a civil war, and I've mentioned this before. We almost had a civil war back in 1832. I've got it written down here. It was a nullification crisis of 1832. And what happened during that nullification crisis? It was all about money. It wasn't about slavery. This is well before the Missouri Compromise, any of that stuff came into it. And it began right at the same place where you had the Fort Sumter issue and everything, right there in South Carolina. It was a nullification crisis. It was, at the core, a competition between the rising industrial economic base and the entrenched and established agrarian base. The richest states at the time were the southern states because we had agrarian society. But it was part of the Industrial Revolution. And it wasn't just here in the United States. It happened abroad as well. There was an upheaval in the 1860s. In Italy, they had a civil war at exactly the same time that we did. Slavery was not involved. What was involved was a revolution, an industrial revolution. Now, this all began back in the 1830s. And the federal government decided that it was going to put on protective tariffs to protect the industrial states. So the agrarian South wanted open trade because they were exporting. But the industrial power base that was rising wanted protectionist tariffs. They called them the intolerable tariffs. And they said, you're going to take those off? We're not going to pay those tariffs, they said in South Carolina. We're nullifying it. We have the power in the Constitution to nullify it. And if you push us, we will secede. They pulled it down at that point because generationally, people did not want to have a fight at that point because it was 1832. But by 1860, the fourth turning was ripe and they had a fight. And it wasn't about slavery.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci, that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all fraud. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the numbers spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've had a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, I played the clip a few days ago of Walter Williams, a black economist, very well respected, teaches at George Mason University. And he pointed out, look, southern states had a legal right to secede, whether you agreed with why they wanted to or not. And it's a separate issue from slavery. And there's a third issue that he didn't talk about, that I've talked about many times. And that is, the real issue was not about whether there was going to be slavery. The real issue was even bigger than secession. Secession was the secondary issue. The principal issue was a power struggle between the agrarian and the industrial states. It was part of the Industrial Revolution, and it played out across the world. In some places they had wars, and others they didn't. But the Industrial Revolution changed society, and it happened as part of a fourth turning. There was a precursor to it in the 1830s. With the nullification crisis, the intolerable tariffs that they called it in the South, dramatic increase in taxes to protect the rising industrial power. And they wanted, as exporters of agricultural products, they wanted to have no tariffs. And so they said, well, you either take that down or we're not going to pay them. We're nullifying it. And we have the authority under the Constitution to nullify those laws. And if you don't do it, we're seceding. Now, Andrew Jackson was president, and he got tough with them. And it wasn't the right time. They came up with a compromise. But 30 years later, everybody was ready for a big change, and they had a big change. Slavery became the issue after the war. After the war. And I mentioned this because right now, folks, we are in the middle of a fourth turning. And as you notice, in the streets, or whether you're talking about politics, people are ready for a fight. Which is what makes this so dangerous. We have all these canisters of gasoline sitting around, and all it takes is one match. And you have to understand that we're in the middle of a major revolution. We're in the middle of a technological revolution. That's why Bloomberg was saying what he did, that everybody missed the point. Yeah, he ranked on people who were farmers. He ranked on people who worked in factories. But his point was, we had an agrarian society that was replaced by an industrial society that was called the Civil War here in America. And he said, now we're going to have another change. We're working on how we're going to replace people. Now, this is going to be a cyber war. It's going to be, if you will, an artelect war. It'll be where the elitists remove your jobs, and they've already started doing that. They've been able to very effectively do that with the lockdown. The universal basic income, the unemployment, they've created a narrative because they're hoping that you're not going to figure this out and come after them with guillotines. That's what Bloomberg said. He said, we got to pacify them. We're going to take their jobs. They're not going to have jobs. They're going to be locked down. They're going to be locked in the cities. That's the UN agenda. They were telling you they had to do it to save the planet from global warming. And we all knew that was a hoax. So then as they get you, they develop this, you know, they can talk about what they're going to do. And then they, you know, they've got this MacGuffin out there, which is what Hitchcock called it, right? That was always a thing that everybody was chasing. It didn't matter what it was. The MacGuffin. The chase was the thing. The end was the thing. And so their end game was the thing. And it didn't matter what it was. They just pulled out that one MacGuffin and they stuck in an invisible virus that was going to kill everybody. And after the Civil War, the part of history that they don't want you to realize is that the Grand Army of the Republic then made it about race. Then they made it about race. And they used race as a weapon in Reconstruction. And that had a blowback. When the Democrats took power, they enacted Jim Crow laws. And so everybody, you know, weaponized first the Reconstruction Republicans, weaponized the black people to attack the Democrats who had been in power in the South. And then the Democrats, instead of getting angry at the Republicans and the federal government again, they felt like they were powerless to do anything about it. They started attacking the black people, kicking the cat, if you will. During the Civil War, they didn't call people secesh. They call them racists. They call them rebels. Or rather, they did call them secessionists.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. If we don't understand history, we're not going to understand what is happening to us right now. You know, there's an article from Free Thought Project. Came out on Friday on Juneteenth. And it said, this Juneteenth, remember, slavery was not abolished in 1865. It was just reinvented. And reinvented for everyone. Everyone. Got rid of private slavery. Got rid of black slavery. And did it for everybody. It's equal opportunity slavery. Let me point out, 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, ratified on December 16th, 1865, said, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime. There you go. I said, do you realize that Louisiana State Penitentiary of Angola operates exactly like the slave plantation did 150 years ago that it replaced? It's actually on the same land that they had a slave plantation on 150 years ago. And they ran out inmates on that plantation. They said the prison labor has since morphed into a slavery for all type scenario, which is why the ostensible land of the free has more prisoners per population than any country in the world. In fact, about one in every 110 U.S. adults is currently incarcerated. These are for-profit prisons in many cases. And one in every 38 U.S. adults is under some form of correctional supervision. As Harvey Silvergate said, you commit about three felonies a day. We're all vulnerable because we have not just excessive force being used against people, but we have excessive laws that jeopardize everybody. And there's other ways that they don't go into with this. You know, they're talking about the police state. They're talking about the drug war and so forth. But one of the hallmarks of a slave is that you're not allowed to own firearms. What are they trying to do to us now? Another hallmark of a slave is that you don't own property. Does anybody in America own property? No. You never own property in the United States. You're mentally paying rent on it. Like some kind of a serf. Some kind of a sharecropper. You gotta pay that property tax. It's always there. You know, even when you retire, you don't get any break. You get a little bit of a break off of the sharecropping prices there, but you never own your property outright. You always pay on it here. You know, in other civilizations, people who are called serfs and slaves never came close to paying the percentage of taxes that people in the so-called free West pay to the government. And so when you add gun control, when you add the lockdown, when you add the fact that vaccines and other things like that that you don't want to have are going to be mandated, are concurrently being mandated all the time, that medicine that you would like to take is prohibited, that you're being constantly surveilled, that your movements are being restricted, that you are subject to a strip search if you want to travel, and of course they can do that by an electronic strip search, or they can physically do it. You take your pick. See? You're actually free. You're free to choose an electronic strip search or a physical pat-down strip search. That's what we have in the land of the free. You've got a choice. Isn't that nice that you got a choice? Yeah, the only choice the Democrats want you to have is a choice to kill your child. And we're going to talk about that coming up. The fact that the FDA has been trying to cover up the fact that, yes, the government was buying these baby parts from Planned Parenthood that they pretended didn't exist with the Center for Medical Progress. We're coming up to talk about that as well. But let's talk about the other ways in which we are slaves and why this is such an important point in time. You know, we have, I played Walter Williams talking about how legally, constitutionally, and if you go back to the beginning of America under the Declaration of Independence, we have a right of self-governance. If the government is not supporting your freedoms, as you feel, you have a right to secede if you wish. That's what we did to Great Britain. You could abolish your ties. They said, yeah, we don't do that lightly, but if it goes on for a very long time and it's very severe, then we do that. And so they had a legal right to do it. And he said, that's a separate issue from the slavery issue. And those long train of abuses that culminated in the Civil War, as I pointed out, go back 30 years before, as you had the industrial powers competing with the agrarian powers, changing the tax structure, and it almost caused secession at the time. They had the nullification crisis in 1832. They pulled it back because it wasn't time. Generationally, the people were not ready for that. And but now what you need to understand is that as we look at our society today, we are in the middle of a fourth turning. And it's not just, and we're having a major revolution that is every bit as big as the change going from agrarian society to an industrial society. Bloomberg is saying we're going to get rid of your jobs. The UN said that, right? The UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. We're going to lock you in the smart cities. We're going to control your movements. We're going to control your food supply. We're going to control your energy usage. We're going to have most of you not have a job. You're going to be dependent on a handout. See, they are reinventing slavery for everybody right now. Right now, it's being reinvented. You don't understand how the chains are being forged around your knees and your ankles and your wrists. They're locking you down in every way possible. The chains of your slavery can be seen in the lockdown. And they've had this program there for decades. It's going right according to plan and right on time. And the people are buying into it because the timing is right. That's why I keep talking about this. In 1830, it wasn't time for the Industrial Revolution. It wasn't time for a fight. But by 1860, it was. And they had one in Italy as well. Civil War over the Industrial Revolution. They created consolidated nation states. What is this creating? In terms of political structure, it's creating a consolidated global state. That's why the UN has been pushing the 2030 agenda all of this time. And this time, instead of racism being used as an excuse to justify what they did after the fact, which is the way it was used by the North, and I kind of find it amusing to some degree to see that now... you have it being used to kick off the Civil War, the next Civil War, although this will be a cyber war. As I said in the last segment, when the North was fighting the South, they didn't call them racists. They didn't call them slaveholders. They didn't call them white supremacists. They called them rebels. But the thing that they called them most was secesh. If you go back and you read the original literature, that was what they called them, secesh. They were angry about the fact that they were seceding. They wanted to create a dominant political structure there. After the fact, they used the black population when they were not going to be allowed to jail people. The political leaders said, "Nah, we don't want to be that overt about it. That might stoke this thing." You know, they wanted to keep it the way that it was. Robert E. Lee said, "We're going to stand down. We're not going to have a guerrilla warfare." And as I said before, that was one of the reasons why Robert E. Lee was honored everywhere, even in the North. Because if he had pursued a guerrilla warfare, there's absolutely no way that the North would have prevailed, and it would have been a bloodbath, North and South. You'd already seen it before in Kansas and other border states. You saw it right about that time in South Africa, not too long after that. You had the British Empire defeated by the Boers with guerrilla war. That's what they called it. That was the Boer word for it, guerrilla war. We've seen asymmetric warfare with the U.S. with a massive technological advantage in Iraq, and we can't subdue that area. We haven't been able to win any of our asymmetric wars. And so that would not have happened. Now they're using the race card to start the Civil War. They used it, and then the people after the Democrats took power, the Democrats enacted the Jim Crow laws as a revenge against their Reconstruction. It was like the Hatfields and the McCoys. That's where we got that stuff. And now the Democrats are using the race war, the race card, to start this Civil War, this cyber war, Artelect War.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, get away 6 feet, and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, something is not right. As I said, slavery is being reinvented, and we're going to tell you what that's going to look like and how it is being rolled out by creating a race war first. See, history kind of rhymes. You know, they threw in the race card in the first Civil War in America, but they did it after the fact. Yeah, they were angry about secession. They called the people rebels. They called them secesh. And then after the fact, it was used as a, they used black people as a weapon to try to punish the South. And then the South reacted after Reconstruction and, the Democrats enacted Jim Crow laws. Again, all of it unnecessary. But it was a fallout from the Industrial Revolution. And now we have a major reorganization of society that's about to happen that Bloomberg was talking about, where they're going to kill our jobs. They're going to track us everywhere. They're going to soft kill us. And that's what this lockdown and this vaccine program is about. That's what the surveillance and the tracking and the universal basic income is about. They're reinventing slavery. And you better pay attention. And it's being reinvented from the new seat of government, the UN. They're the ones who came up with this program of smart cities. And just like sovereign states created the federal government, and the federal government became a beast, a feral government that said, no, you're not leaving. We're going to tell you what to do. Now the United Nations, a creature of sovereign states, is now the tail wagging the dog, and it's about ready to become the head. The head. We're going to get into this and tell you what this looks like and how they're gaming us, how they're playing us, what their playbook is. In just a moment here, before I do, real quickly, I didn't do a plug last hour because we're in the process of changing. We've got a new special, brand new special. You heard it here first at InfoWarsStore.com, which is what supports this program and everything that we do. We have the 4th of July super sale that has started today. We have free shipping and double Patriot points. We have new specials that are going to be added every day to the top of free shipping and double Patriot points that are store-wide. Right now, we got Ultra 12, 50% off. It's been sold out for months. It is now finally back in stock. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula. You don't have to get a shot. You can take that orally. It tastes great. I take it every morning. We also have some other great specials. We still have the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off as a introductory special. And storable food is now back in stock and on short order. So our 4th of July super sale is starting now. Free shipping, double Patriot points, and we're going to be introducing new items each day. The first one that we've introduced, is Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off. All right, let's talk about the absurdity and how they're playing us right now. And they play on our ignorance, predominantly on our prejudices. They divide us against each other right now. The principal division is on skin color. And they prey on our ignorance, our hatred, our prejudice. Here's a good example. I think the best example of this. What is happening at what used to be called the Lincoln Memorial, before they did the really big one in Washington, you know, the one with Lincoln seated and so forth. There was one that was created in 1876. And that was referred to as the Lincoln Memorial. In Lincoln Park. And it was paid for by free slaves. At the dedication, it was Frederick Douglass who introduced the statue. And what they don't like about this, they want to take it down because they have the slave who is kneeling down, can't have that, and breaking his chains or getting his chains off, and Abraham Lincoln is standing above him. Oh, they don't like that symbolism there. And so you have a guy saying, we don't want to tear this statue down today. We don't want to do it today. We're going to do it Thursday at 7 p.m., okay? So that's tomorrow night, Thursday at 7 p.m. We're going to be out here. You want to share it. You want to follow us. We want to get you involved. And we're going to show up and wake up these rich white people. We're tearing this mother effer down. He claimed later on, he said, Lincoln did not want to free the slaves. We freed ourselves. To which I would say to him, no, you are still a slave. More than anything, you're a slave to the media. You're a slave to the forces that you don't understand. And you have a slave mentality. I tell people this all the time on Twitter. People who will tell me, oh, we need to have the government do this to protect me and so forth. I said, you have the mindset of a slave. Slaves think they're going to be safe on Massa's plantation. You know, these people are basically house slaves. They think they're going to be protected. But they're still slaves. Even if they're not out working hard labor in the field, they're still slaves. And we got a lot of people of every color who have a slave mentality. As a matter of fact, most of them have a white skin color. But there's a lot of black people who are falling for this as well. So they're going to remove the monument that was built by the freed slaves, dedicated by Frederick Douglass. Where are the monuments coming down? Well, most of the monuments that have been removed in the wake of the George Floyd protests. You remember George Floyd? Oh, no, we've gone way beyond George Floyd. We don't even talk about that anymore, right? No. This is now about deconstructing society. I said it was going to be a pretext to a race war, to pulling down civilization. Well, they've removed 12 statues in Virginia. Texas and Florida have each removed 5. Alabama, 4. Georgia and Kentucky, 2. Some planned removals in Virginia are still being challenged in court, and I'm sure that this is already out of date because it's changing so quickly. But, you know, the real issue is that not only is slavery being reinvented for all of us, but especially for whites. And this is, they've even going to be doing predictive programming for this. The alt future. The show Cracker. And we're joking about this. I mean, I don't care if people call me a cracker. I don't care. Whatever. You can come up with any name that you want to. I'm not sensitive about that. I don't have anything that I'm ashamed of for being white. I'm not ashamed. It's okay to be white. So you can call me whatever you want. It doesn't make me angry. Doesn't embarrass me. I pointed out yesterday I've been attacked by angrywhitemen.com. Focus. They watch me and focus on me. I'm an angry white man. I'm a cracker. Whatever. I don't care. Haters gonna hate. And these people now have a show they're gonna have, Cracka, is gonna put blacks as slave owners and whites as slaves. They're gonna have a guy who is a white racist, and he's gonna get transported back in time. And then he's going to go back to an alternate past where Africans enslaved whites. And they rule the land known as, wait for it, America. And they're gonna act this out. And, of course, they're already acting it out. Show a little bit as we're going to break here of this slavery, this so-called protest in Charleston, where they have some white guys that are cut their back, self-flagellation, and you've got a black guy walking along with them. We'll show you the clips. That's still Cracka. We'll show you the actual reenactment in a Charleston protest when we come back. Absolutely insane. We'll be right back.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there's a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain.
I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck. We're already to the latter part of June. And of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again. And already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us don't go to Trump rallies. Oh no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Slavery is being reimagined, but it's also being reinvented. Right now, when you see these new shows that are being put out there, predictive programming, that is simply to stir the pot, to get people fighting each other, because they're going to enslave all of us, black and white. That was the result of the first Civil War. We all became slaves to a central government. First thing they did was they went in and said, you can change all your constitutions and put in there explicitly that you do not have the legal right to secede. And then they put in Reconstruction, did that for several dozen years. You know, you want to know why you've got so many forts with Confederate general names? Because the same reason we put military bases in Germany after World War II. We didn't give them German names, I guess, for the most part. But they did that to pacify the people in the South. But right now, you know, they're pushing that narrative. And then you've got protesters in Charleston. Let's play video clip number 5. You've got some self-loathing white liberals that have now turned to self-flagellation. They've been beating themselves. Their backs are cut. And then they walk, with their hands bound with a black slave master going along, barking orders at them and so forth. Let's show this idiotic thing that they're doing. Very disgraceful, very disgusting what they're doing. Video clip number 5.
The roles were reversed. You want to get f***ed up tonight? Would you still want the flag up?
Don't look at me in my eyes.
What if this was your history?
What's wrong with you, son?
And what if the roles were reversed?
And you keep your f***ing eyes on the ground.
Okay, this is just a repropagation of hate. This is hate and the new civil war that they're urging out there. And of course, it has a lot of different manifestations. Not just this idiocy, this here. And you know, these are young people who are doing it. Why? Because they've been propagandized in college to hate themselves simply because they're white. I gave you the report yesterday, a woman who said, wait a minute, I've got a 10-year-old, the only white boy, only white person in a class. I think it was in New York. I don't remember where the location was, but I think it was in New York. Taking online classes, so the mother saw what was happening in the class. They said, he's been, there's Asian kids, Hispanic kids, black kids, and one white kid. And he's the bad guy. You don't think that's dangerous? You better pay attention to what's going on. This is what these people are doing. And they always have to have a scapegoat, just like the Jews did with the Nazis, except this time around. It's white people. They are reimagining history, aren't they? And they're spinning it. And because she was watching this at home, it's like, whoa. A lot of people, as they've been watching what their kids are being taught in school, are starting to realize what psychological manipulation and what filth and what nonsense and the fact that they're not teaching them anything that could be used. It's deliberate, the deliberate dumbing down of America. As Charlotte Isaby and Phyllis Schlafly pointed out, that's the whole purpose of creating the Department of Education and centralizing educational control. They're destroying education just like they destroy the police. Militarize the police? Well, they're militarizing and propagandizing our kids as well. And here's a good example of it from lawenforcementtoday.com. A University of Georgia employee calls for violence against white people, quote, for black communities to be made whole again. They got to kill the white guy to make the black communities whole again. Sounds kind of like South Africa. Kill the Boer, take his land. And we're entitled to do that. Some white people may have to die for black communities to be made whole. Quote, unquote. That's what he said on Facebook. Irami Osai Frampong. He says, well, I'm not calling for violence, but it should be something to be considered as an option. Let me tell you what he's calling for. The amazing thing is, as LawEnforcementToday.com went back and looked at his YouTube channel. So he's on Facebook, and he's on YouTube. Guess who kicked me off? Facebook. YouTube. I'm not allowed. But this guy is. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about the new plantation overseer called Google? They're going to be the ones overseeing the plantation for the masses. Your masters in New York at the UN or wherever the global government seat is going to be. Yeah, the plantation overseers are going to be Google and their smart cities. The same people who kicked me off of YouTube, but allow this guy to be on. And he's saying stuff like this. He's also the reason law enforcement is doing it is because it's not just white people he wants to kill, but of course it's cops as well. He described his disdain for the police in the country. He equated law enforcement to police terrorism. He goes on to say that the media needs to be controlled in order to give people accurate information, which, of course, is his point of view. And, of course, they're doing a good job of that. As I said, they kicked me off on Facebook, on YouTube. He's allowed to be out there because his views are correct. And here's his views. Frampong goes on to explain what he believes needs to happen in order for society to be fixed, starting off with the dismantling of, quote, white families. He says, quote, the number of white people in the suburbs and other areas of upper white urban areas rape each other in such high numbers that it is astounding. Apparently, he believes that it is, that's the end of the quote. Apparently, he believes that it is not normal for a white couple to have normal sexual relationships, but rather that the white male merely rapes his wife over and over again. And the white wife is okay with this because, quote, spousal rape, unquote, is normalized, and the wife prefers to be able to live with white privilege. You know, have a nice house, a nice car. He believes the fix to the U.S., Osei Frampong, the fix to the U.S. is to redesign white families, churches, and schools. Well, you've done a pretty good job. They're pretty far along. They've completely redesigned the schools. And they're getting the kids, they have been getting the kids accustomed quite some time to living in a police state. And they've propagandized them into being good little youthful, useless, or useful idiots. And cheering everything that government does. And basically, they have replaced the white family with the government institution of school. And the churches have now agreed that they're not essential. Not essential. He believes white Christianity is trash, needs to be done away with because churches are a haven for slavery. And he is still employed by the University of Georgia. By the University of Georgia. When you look at the grades that his students give him on ratemyprofessors.com, it shows that many people feel that he is racist, sexist, and insulting. Yeah, I had professors like that as well in school. Fortunately, not too many of them, because usually those kinds of people can't do math. And that was what I was taking in school. Then you got CNN's Angela Rye. So you think this guy's an outlier, this University of Georgia professor? Oh, go to CNN. We need to, quote, uproot the U.S.'s racist foundation. And we're going to make a lot of people uncomfortable about that. Oh, yeah, I think that is going to be uncomfortable. And that's the whole point. They want to create a civil war. And on RT, Chris Sweeney says, how about we sort out the awful modern-day human slavery instead of worrying about what happened centuries ago? And he kind of focuses on Qatar. 2022, we'll see the World Cup played in Qatar. However, earlier this month, Amnesty International released a report detailing the case of 100 migrant workers employed by Qatar Metacoats, the company that's going to build the $850 million stadium for the World Cup. These 100 migrant workers worked for 7 months without pay. The ones who did get paid are making about $2 an hour. They still persist with the kafala system, which sees migrant workers shackled to their employers, requiring their approval for every legal procedure in the country. They can't change jobs without permission. And, of course, the worst offender on the global slavery index is North Korea, but you also have Libya, where because of our policy, they now have returned to slave auctions. And on it goes. On it goes. I guess, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Egypt. It wasn't about slavery. You know, the Hebrews built those pyramids as the low-bid contractors, I said yesterday. We'll be right back.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this by design, and if there's a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether
whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about the new slavery, how slavery is being reinvented for everyone. And it's not just the way that we live, or not just the population reduction, the eugenics that's involved in it. We've got a breaking story that came out of Judicial Watch. They've obtained records showing that the FDA paid for fresh and never frozen human fetal parts to be used in humanized mice creation. So your tax dollars don't just create dangerous chimera, both biological bacteria and so forth. They were working to combine the coronavirus, which is not living. A virus is not living. But they were working to take genetic aspects of that and combine it with a bat DNA. That was research that's being funded by the NIH. And as we look at other research that is being funded by the NIH, there's absolutely no question these people are Nazi scientists. They're into transhumanism. The article that came out in the Wall Street Journal a few days ago, looking forward to the end of humanity. The Wall Street Journal article celebrating transhumanism. So we're going to talk about that. But in this segment, we're going to talk about that in the next hour. In the next hour, we're also going to have an interview with a police officer who called on Monday at the very end of the show. And he said, you're going to want to talk to me, even though we're out of time. And I did. I talked to him. And so we're going to have him back on, because I think you're going to want to hear what he has to say about his experience as a police officer and what needs to be done to reform the police. He'll be joining us in the next hour as well. In this segment, I want to talk about our common humanity here and how that's being destroyed. How they're setting us up against each other because of our skin color. You know, when we look at this situation of fetal parts being harvested and sought a contract being sought by the FDA. And going out, the reason this came up, the reason Judicial Watch did it was because of the investigation done by the Center for Medical Progress. Remember how all of the liberals were railing about that and how awful that was and how made up it was? And they, in California, they came after the people and they're still coming after them. Saying you can't tape these people. I mean, the big outrage, right? What a joke. When the government surveils and watches everything that we do, and they say, well, you recorded these people's conversations where they're monologuing like supervillains. You record that without their permission, so we're going to send you to jail. We're going to find you massive fines and so forth. Are you kidding? In this world? Where they do this with impunity? We have James Clapper commit perjury? And nobody even talks about bringing up charges against James Clapper? Just before Snowden showed us how they were spying on everything that we're doing? In this world where they're making a virtue out of tracking everybody because of, you know, COVID-19? And they're going to destroy these people's lives because they recorded somebody without their permission? No, now we find out that, yeah, it, not only were they doing this, but the end customer were these Nazi scientists in our own government paying for this. And let's just talk about this for a second. We talk about Black Lives Matter. Do they really matter to these people? Because, you know, most of the kids, I think in terms of absolute numbers, it's focused on black babies. You know, they want to talk about, well, you know, proportionately we have more white people that are killed by excessive police force than we do black people because there are more white people at the moment. But we have a much higher percentage of black people killed than a percentage of whites, and a higher percentage incarcerated as a percentage of whites. But there's also a higher percentage of black babies that are killed, and they don't care about that, do they? And so when we look at this, and we look at the federal government buying baby parts, pretty good chance that they're black baby parts, because it really doesn't matter, because there really isn't any difference when they're trying to harvest the liver of a baby. They don't care about the skin color. It's so superficial. On the inside, we're all the same. God made us the same. We're all descended from the same people. We just have different eye color, different skin color, different hair color, and they want us to fight each other over that. It's exactly what they want us to fight each other over. You know, we go back to 2015. That was when this all began with Nikki Haley. At the time, the Federalist wrote, "Why White People Will Always Be Racist." And again, it was that heinous hate crime by Dylann Roof. Goes into a small black church meeting, about 9 people there in a prayer meeting. They welcome him in, and he kills a bunch. You know, I forget what the statistics were, how many of them he killed, but it was horrible. And they go back in his history, and they find a picture of him with a Confederate flag in the background, amongst a lot of other things. They say, well, that's it. Nikki Haley says, we're going to ban the Confederate flag everywhere. So in the wake of that, the Federalist wrote, now we have South Carolina pulling down the Confederate flag because of Nikki Haley. But it's not enough. And Hillary Clinton agreed with Nikki Haley. Hillary Clinton said, removing this symbol from our nation's racist past is an important step toward equality and civil rights in America. Whites have to stop being racist, but as they pointed out in the Federalist, they never can. They never can because the Democrat Party is twisted and used to advance one social justice agenda after the other. They will never stop the charges of racism. No matter what you do, you'll always still be racist. Obama said it's in our DNA to be racist because I guess he's half white. So it's in his DNA as well, right? The left incites racial controversy to secure more power. That's exactly how this works. And it is the stigma that you cannot escape. Created by the Democrats, weaponized by the Democrats. The stigma is a club in the hand of a totalitarian to increase power. Clinton, Obama, Loretta Lynch, and others like Nikki Haley will use it over and over again as long as people allow the stigma to stick. As long as individuals and institutions fear delegitimization, the power of totalitarians will grow. And that's how they're reinventing slavery for everyone. And so black lives don't matter. They don't care about black babies being harvested in second trimester by our own U.S. government. secretly. They still redacted the company. They don't care about those black lives, and they don't care about black lies either. On Monday, I mentioned it right away that I thought that Bubba at NASCAR was making it all up. I said, this is another Jussie Smollett situation. And it is. And now hashtag Bubba hoax and hashtag Bubba Smollett were trending on Twitter today, even though they're trying to suppress that. And one person, when I tweeted out, I said, hey, I called this on Monday. I knew this is what was going to happen. I said, I compared it to the white liberal mayor of Oakland when she went on a tirade about nooses and it was rope swings that were put up and a black man came out and he said, yeah, I put that stuff up. I and my friends, we like to do that. We like to, you know, swing on these ropes. And they're regular rope swings. You can see they weren't a noose. They were not a noose. And she said, well, it doesn't matter. We're still going to pursue this as a hate crime. The facts don't matter. They don't matter. They don't matter to liberal Libby, the Oakland mayor. And they don't matter to Bubba either. Because even after the FBI investigates, and they said, well, first of all, it's not a noose. It was a pull, you know, just like those were not nooses in Oakland. They were rope swings. They were a rope and it had a piece of wood at the bottom, right? A noose is something that, you know, you put it around somebody's neck and it gets tighter when you pull on it. That doesn't happen with a swing. It doesn't happen with a pull that closes a garage door. It was actually a pull rope that was installed back in October of last year to close the garage door. And little Bubba Smollett, virtue signaling and whining, and he's so butthurt about this, and he's now going on the media left and right saying it doesn't matter. It's still a hate crime, just like liberal Libby. They will not ever, ever, you know, just damn the facts full speed ahead. The FBI says no hate crime. And said the comment on Breitbart is why the agents continued to refer to the rope as a noose even after determining that it was a rope pull for a garage door and that there was no hate crime and that nobody could have known that Wallace's team would have even used that stall. They didn't go use that stall. How would you know that? It had been there for months. They even before the garage was assigned. But now he is saying this straight up noose. Even though it wasn't meant for me, I still have a problem with it. It's a symbolism. One thing you'll never take away from me is how 100% I am, how raw I am, how real I am. Oh, really? Yeah, you're real, all right. I want to say what he really is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
We're already to the latter part of June. And of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again. And already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party. Black Lives Matter. All white people are evil. Mind control. Brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So, it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
So we got Bubba Wallace, the NASCAR driver, who has now been used as the beard for NASCAR CEO's crusade to get rid of the Confederate flag, because it wasn't just Nikki Haley and Hillary Clinton back in 2015. We got to purge all Confederate symbols. NASCAR joined in at that point in time. So they're not going to have Confederate flags anymore, the NASCAR races. Well, everybody ignored them. How are we going to do that? Oh, well, let's see. We got this, got any black drivers? No, no black drivers anymore. We got a guy who won a race on a truck somewhere. All right, let's bring him in. And he's been winless so far, but now he's become the face of the resistance in NASCAR. His mother, as reported by the New York Times, said the Confederate flag didn't bother Bubba Wallace until it did. His mother said, "I was shocked," Desiree Wallace said in a telephone interview. "I said, wait a minute. Is this my son? This is the one who really doesn't care about anything but getting in the car and driving? I'm tripping that he's gone from being a race car driver to becoming a daggone activist. Who does that? Not Bubba. Well, maybe that was his ticket to the big time, right? To become an activist. Because as I said, I called it right away. And I retweeted the video upload. No noose is good noose. To my channel on band.video. And a comment from I Am Cattle this morning on Twitter said, it's their MO, next level of the insurrection. You were right, always go on your gut instinct. And I said, well, okay, I'll go further today. I said, my gut instinct tells me that Bubba was handpicked from obscurity by NASCAR brass. And this CEO began the crusade after, following up with Nikki Haley. And I said, he was picked from obscurity by the NASCAR brass to remake their corporate image so they'd be more palatable to corporate advertisers. And so they could also spite the fans who had created it. And so now, after they bring in the FBI, there's no pictures of that noose because it's nothing but a pull for the garage door. And it was put there in October. Nobody even knew that he was going to be using that garage. He shows up, there's a noose in here. Anytime you see a rope, right? It's a noose. Remember Jussie Smollett showing up with a rope around his neck? That's what I Am Cattle said. He says, yeah, a lot of people that were helping him to stage that. And of course, now he's making the rounds. He went on with Don Lemon. He said, well, it wasn't directed at me, but somebody did put in a noose there. No, it's not a noose. It's a rope to close a garage door. Have you ever, as a car driver, you ever seen a garage door? He also went on The View, of course. And he dismissed the fact that the New York Post was laughing about this. He said, oh, that's just a bunch of conspiracy theories about it being staged. And then he went on Fox News, told the reporter there, he says, sorry, I'm not wearing my mask, but I wanted to show whoever it was that you're not going to take away my smile. Yeah, he's still laughing at you. But he's also saying that he's very pissed with his critics because there's no evidence of a hate crime. He said, I'm mad. They're trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity. Well, I think we've seen what happened with the test. It's a pass-fail test. I think you failed. As a person, I don't need the fame. I don't need the hype. I don't need the media. I could care less. Evidently, he does care a great deal. As a matter of fact, before it was exposed as a fraud, immediately I said it's a fraud. But on MSNBC, you had Andrea Mitchell interviewing Jemele Hill, a former ESPN sports commentator. Currently writing for The Atlantic, a big establishment propaganda site. Jemele Hill said the noose left in Bubba Wallace's garage is a disgusting reminder of who NASCAR is for. You have a black driver, you have an opportunity now to open up this sport in a new way. And they're doing it. The NASCAR drivers have pushed Bubba Wallace's car to the front of the field. Did it by hand. How about that? Next, they will all be pulling over to the side and shutting off their engines and letting him win. And then they will all take the knee to him as he is handed his trophy on the winner's, quote-unquote, winner's pedestal. We'll be right back.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
In the next segment, we're going to be talking to a police officer, a whistleblower, who called at the very end of the program on Monday, and he's going to be joining us to talk about his experiences. A lot of connections. To similarities to what happened with Frank Serpico, although this police officer operated in Baltimore. So it should be an interesting interview coming up in the next segment. In this segment, I want to talk about, you know, I began the program by talking about the vaccine pushers, Fauci, of course, being one of the principal ones, CDC and Fauci. Fauci is at the NIH, and as his position there at the NIH, he is with infectious diseases, and he's pushing vaccines very heavily, along with very dangerous pharmaceutical drugs. And he's telling everybody, we're going to have the vaccine ready for all of you by December. And, of course, they've spent $1.2 billion to make sure that AstraZeneca is going to be making 300 million doses, one for each and every one of you Americans out there, because I'm not taking mine. I guess they figure there's about 30 million of us who are going to fight them over this. At least. So they made 300, not 330 million. But he said, we're going to have them ready by December. And they've already funded it for whatever this vaccine is. The vaccine is still to be determined. And he said, in the meantime, take your flu shot. And so we're going to take a look at what these guys are really all about. There was a story that came out. I mentioned it earlier in the program. Judicial Watch started looking into records based on what the Center for Medical Progress started to uncover. I guess they had a hunch that the end customer was going to be some of these Nazi scientists at the NIH or the FDA or the CDC. And Judicial Watch announced today that it received 165 pages of records from the FDA, showing that the FDA between 2012 and 2018 entered into eight contracts worth $96,370 with Advanced Bioscience Resources, ABR, to acquire, quote, fresh and never frozen, unquote, tissue from first and second trimester aborted fetuses for use in creating, quote, humanized mice, unquote, for ongoing research. Now, you know, Supreme Court, when they came up with Roe v. Wade, they said, well, you know, we'll leave it up to the states as to whether or not they want to make abortion legal in the second, third trimester, but you can't stop abortion in the first trimester. Nobody can stop it. Because we say so. Now, in the second trimester, even the Supreme Court understood, even in 1970, that babies can survive. born in the second trimester. So they're out there acquiring fetal tissue and we say because so many black babies are aborted. That really was the purpose of Margaret Sanger at the very beginning. She was very clear it was black genocide. Why aren't they caring about these black lives? On the inside, we're all the same. ABR is a nonprofit firm, they say, which has been the subject of criminal referrals from the House and the Senate committees investigating whether Planned Parenthood or any other entity was profiting from the handling of fetal tissue from aborted babies. Federal law regulates the purchase and the acceptance of human fetal tissue for research purposes. It's unlawful to knowingly transfer fetal tissue for profit. So that's why they call them a nonprofit. But of course, you can play that game any number of ways. So what Judicial Watch did, they requested that the FDA give them the information. Of course, the FDA refused. So they had to file a lawsuit. And they refused to respond when they asked them back in September 28th of 2018. That was when this was exposed. And of course, the response of the FDA is to stonewall on information. The response of the government of California is to bring up all kinds of bogus legal charges, as I pointed out early in the program. You know, well, let's pretend that we're not surveilling anybody and everybody, and we're going to come after them and destroy their lives because they recorded these conversations without the knowledge of these other people, which is something that every investigator does. And it was a crime, what they did. And so if you have reason to believe that somebody is committing a crime, you have a reason to record them without their permission. But let's go on beyond what California is doing. Let's take a look at what the FDA and the criminal organizations in Washington are doing. So they asked for all contracts and related documentation between the FDA and Advanced Biosciences Resources. They asked all about that, how it was related to humanized mice research and so forth, and they've got what they asked them for, and they refused to turn it over. So they sued them. They won the lawsuit, and now they've got the records. The new production of records shows a June 28, 2017 email exchange with a subject line FDA RFQ, a request for quotation, between a redacted FDA contract specialist and an ABR official named Ms. Larton, in which the FDA official tells the ABR official, I'm tasked with a purchase of tissues suitable for HM research. HM is humanized mice. Humanized mice. I would like to request a quote. Please review the statement of work and quote your pricing as outlined. And so they gave him quotes for baby livers, baby thymus, and so forth. And they point out when they define what HM, humanized mice, is. They say, HM are created by surgical implantation of human tissue into mice that already have multiple genetic mutations to block the development of the mouse immune system at a very early age so it doesn't reject the human tissue. The absence of the mouse immune system allows the human tissues to grow and develop into functional human tissues. And so they want to make sure that this human tissue, these livers and thymus, are at an age range between 16 and 24 weeks, and tissue must be fresh and never frozen and so forth. This is why I call these people Nazi scientists, but there's even more to this. Over the weekend, and I've been meaning to talk about this the last couple of days, this human mouse, Nazi science brought this up. Looking forward to the end of humanity, Wall Street Journal, in praise of transhumanism, essentially. It sounds bitterly ironic now, they say, but in the midst of a global pandemic, but not long ago, some of the most forward-looking people in the world believed that humanity was close to abolishing death. Abolishing death. If you ask me today, is it possible to live to be 500? The answer is yes, said Bill Maris, the founder of Google Ventures in 2015. 3 years later, biomedical researcher Aubrey de Grey estimated that, quote, people in middle age now have a fair chance of never dying. Why? Because of technology, our new God. This has been the lie told to humanity by Satan, who is behind all this, from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden. You will be like God and you will never die. That's the fundamental lie underlying transhumanism. And so they go back and they talk about, it started with the Transhumanist Declaration, an 8-point program, first issued in 1998. No, it goes back longer than that. It goes back to the Garden of Eden. But transhumanism was a term coined by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother. You know, Aldous Huxley, who came up with Brave New World, who are going to manipulate humans and so forth and create a kind of high-tech slavery, reimagine slavery. I guess that should be the theme of the show today, reimagining slavery. He coined that term in a 1957 essay. But here's the connection to the NIH. The Human Connectome Project. Does that sound familiar? You know, we had the Human Genome Project for a couple of decades. You had Francis Collins who worked on that. And then he left in 2008 and went to the NIH in 2009. And what happened in 2009? They created the Human Connectome Project at the National Institutes of Health. Quote, an ambitious effort to map the neural pathways that underlie human brain function, unquote. These people believe that you are nothing other than matter. And they think that your soul, your essence, is simply ones and zeros that can be observed, manipulated, recorded, transferred, transported. Michio Kaku says, yeah, that's how we get over deep space travel. We just digitize our thoughts and beam our thoughts to a body somewhere else. All right, not going to get in. Do I have any time for any more of this? But just understand, the people at the core of the transhumanist research and this chimera research with the coronavirus and bats and all goes back to the NIH, to Fauci. Why are we allowing a Nazi scientist to shut down the globe, to shut down the economy here, to put us in the chains of a reinvented slavery? Oh, well, yeah. It's kind of a rhetorical question, isn't it? We'll be right back.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
It's finally here, introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it come from?
InfoWars.
PureStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in this segment is going to be a police officer who is a son of a police officer. He called at the end of the show on Monday. We were out of time, but I talked to him. He said, you're going to want to hear my story. Keep me over. So I did. And it was a very interesting story. I think you're going to want to hear this as well. It's really a story about police reform from the perspective of a police officer, a son of a police officer, as I said, a Marine officer. A court case that went all the way to the Supreme Court. An amazing story. We're going to get to it in just a second. Before we do, real quickly, I don't want to interrupt the story. I hadn't done a plug at the end of the hour, last hour. So I want to remind you of the sale that we have just introduced this morning at InfoWarsStore.com. Our 4th of July super sale has just started this morning. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be adding new specials every day. And so we have the first one today, and we have free shipping and double Patriot points on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Our first special here is Ultra 12, our vitamin B12. It is now 50% off. It's been sold out for months. It's now finally back in stock, and we are putting it on sale at 50% off. Vitamin B12, very important that you have sufficient vitamin B12, and this is a great way to take it. Same effect as if you were to get a vitamin B12 shot. But you can get it instead with a great tasting liquid format orally. And we also have at InfoWarsStore.com, we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray, our new product at a 33% off introductory special. And Storable Food is now back in stock and on short order. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, free shipping and double Patriot points everywhere. And our 4th of July super sale begins today. All right, joining us now is Eric Kolkhorst, if I'm saying that correctly, Eric. And you are a police officer in Baltimore. Tell the audience a little bit about your background there in Baltimore.
Yeah, I grew up in Baltimore City, so did my wife. My wife's father and my father were police officers together. They worked the same car.
Mm.
I was in a police family. Police cops were in my house, my parents' house, all the time. I knew them. I would listen to their stories, and that was back in the 50s. And police work back then was quite different from what it is today.
Oh, yeah.
and what it is when I became a police officer.
And I think that's one of the most important things that we can go into is to talk about how the police have changed so much. It's like all of our other institutions. I mean, look at how much schools have changed.
Yes,
but the police have radically changed. I know that the source of that change has been coming from the federal government under every administration, Republican and Democrat. It's one of the reasons why the John Birch Society became a meme. You know, support your local police officer or support your local sheriff became a kind of a joke movie with James Garner. But they were talking about how important it was to keep police control local. And everything over the last, last 50, 60 years has been about nationalizing the police force. But let's talk first about your particular case that went all the way to the Supreme Court. When I looked at this case, it seemed to be a very minor thing. And I thought, why would they fight over such a small amount of money, over such a small amount of principle? And why, even after they lost in court, lost in appeals court, why would they continue to take this all the way to the Supreme Court where they lost again? Tell us a little bit about what was really behind all of this.
Well, I joined the Marine Corps in 1969. I got commissioned a second lieutenant in 1973. I was on active duty until late 1977 when I switched to the reserves, and I stayed in the reserves. Eventually, I attained the rank of major. When I joined the Baltimore City Police Department in 1982, I was a captain in the reserves. And there was never any issue made out of it. There was no contention. And when I came onto the police department out of the academy, I was 32. I had the Marine Corps behind me. I was an experienced man. And most of the ones going through the academy are kids, per se, you know, just young men.
Right.
And I had street smarts.
Mm-hmm.
And
you came from a family, you and your wife both came from fathers who were police officers.
Yeah. Correct.
And you knew the ropes.
I always felt my calling was to be a police officer. Before that, I had been in various professions, an engineer, things like that. And when I came out of the police academy, I was only on the streets for 2 months. And it was in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And there was a motel which was notorious, which was nothing but a whorehouse, a house of prostitution, drugs, trafficking, murders every week, robberies, you name it. And nothing was done. This was allowed to operate openly and freely. The motel mm-hmm. was situated on a major thoroughfare going into Baltimore on the east side, where you had all the yuppies flowing into work in the mornings and flowing out at night. And you would have prostitutes standing out on balconies, naked from the waist up, trying to lure customers in. Police wow. cars would sit there and watch this and do nothing. And I was sitting in my car at this period of time. I'd only been on the street, like I said, for 2 months. And the owner of the motel, who was a first-generation Italian, he came out to me, and he spoke to me in broken English for me to come inside with him. And I thought the old gentleman needed police assistance. I'd never been inside the offices. And you have to understand the picture. I mean, this was a dilapidated place, seedy place. I go in, and his office was essentially this giant warehouse with busted-up toilets and doors, things like that. But on the floor, as far as you could see, were baskets of cheer. Do you know what a basket of cheer is, David?
No, what's that?
They are Easter baskets. And there were large Easter baskets wrapped in gold see-through cellophane, which had the best of booze and $100 bills sprinkled on top. There were medium-sized baskets, which had like a silver see-through cellophane with mediocre booze and $50 sprinkled on top. Then there were little baskets, which had clear cellophane with $20 sprinkled on top. And each basket had a name card to it. And the old gentleman pointed at a basket with my name on it and said, you take. I was so damn naive. I thought this was a setup. I thought the police department went through all this expense to test my integrity. And I said, no, sir, I'm not taking that. Well, the old man got beat red in the face, cursed me in Italian, and told me to get the hell out.
Mm.
And that's how it began. The next day when I went to roll call, half the shift stopped talking to me.
Wow. You said when we talked yesterday, on Monday, is that it's very much, this sounds exactly like Frank Serpico's story. A lot of connections to that. Frank Serpico, who would not take the money, and everybody who, we gotta take a break and we're gonna come back. This is an amazing story, Eric. The audience really needs to hear this. We're gonna talk about police reform, from the police officer's perspective. A straight up guy, just like Frank Serpico, just like Adrian Schoolcraft in New York, in the New York Police Department. Eric Colt Horse. And we'll be continuing with the story right after this break. Stay with us.
David Rockefeller and other satanic pieces of garbage who thought they'd set up their world government believe they pulled the drain on America a long time ago. But if we understand that they've orchestrated this
by design. And if there is a mass awakening, it can be their unraveling, their destruction, and them going down the drain. The Bible tells us that many times when the enemy digs a pit for us, they themselves fall into it. But God is the master of the universe, but gives us free will on this planet as a test. It is up to us to decide whether we're going down the drain or whether the globalists are going down the drain. I cannot express to listeners and viewers of this broadcast how important you are. Everything hinges on you. Everything. Peacefully become the Paul Revere you know you've always been. God bless and good luck.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci, that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all fraud. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the number's spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've got a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UN, WHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Kolkhorst, and it's an amazing story. As you, if you're with us in the last segment, you heard the beginning of this. It's a Supreme Court case that went all the way up to, it's amazing when you look at the core of this case. You say, why did they fight this so much in Baltimore? You got the Baltimore police commissioner, the city of Baltimore, the police department, everything. And of course, Baltimore, one of the poster children for corruption in this country with the police. And so why did they push this so much? As a matter of fact, at the time, you had Elizabeth Dole, who was Secretary of Labor. She filed a amicus brief on the side of Eric, saying, no, you can't make it unlawful for discriminate against an employee who wants to serve as an active military reservist. And so you look at this and you say, why would they make, you know, federal case out of this and take it all the way to the Supreme Court? Well, there's much more to the story than that. As you heard at the end of the last segment, his story is kind of a Frank Serpico story. He's a straight up guy. His family, his father, his wife's father were police officers. He wanted to be a police officer. He went in the military first. He comes to the police force at the age of 32. And naively, he thinks that this guy at a hotel that was known to be a seedy hotel, dealing in drugs and prostitution, invites him in. He thinks he needs some help. And he goes in, and they have, as he described, a basket of cheer. They have all these baskets with money and other favors and stuff like Easter baskets, I guess. And got one with his name on it. And he thought it was a setup to test him. And it was. But he passed the test of integrity, but he failed what the police department wanted him to do. And so as he was, as we went to break, he said the next day nobody would talk to him. What happened after that, Eric?
Well, I sat there for the next 2 weeks up until Christmas and watched police officers go in, get their baskets, the brass from downtown. Majors and colonels and lieutenants go and get their captains, get their baskets. I watched men whom I later learned were judges and prominent attorneys, some prosecutors go in and get their baskets, and other assorted folk. And, you know, David, that was their business. I didn't like it, but that was their business. I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to lock up the bad guys. Now, this little hotel had tentacles. There was a restaurant there run, and this is before the lotteries, and he ran numbers out of that place. I knew that. I could care less about gambling. But, you know, because I wasn't trustworthy, they tried to draw me into that by promising I had police officers come up to me and say, hey, look, you know, I mean, you know, go with us on this all-paid expense hunting trip to Canada. You know, you'll be flown up, you won't drop a dime, and it's girls, it's food, it's booze, it's a great time. You know, I was offered that. I told them basically to stick it. And there was another little business down there, which was a cover. These were all covering businesses. And don't forget, this is the city of Nancy Pelosi. That's where she was born. And her father was Tommy D'Alessandro, and he was the mayor, and I think the brother was the mayor, too. And they were well known as a boy. I can remember the cops talking about, I mean, they were nothing but gangsters, and they ran Baltimore like a gangster fiefdom.
And now she's moved on to the big time. Because this is the way they play it for the politicians, right? You get into Washington, and they've got all kinds of either honeypot traps for you to entrap you and to compromise you, all kinds of incentives. I mean, you know, what you're seeing here at the police level, you know, it runs all the way up, especially at the top. Boy, it's really ramped up on steroids up there where Pelosi is. She knows how that game is played.
Absolutely.
But go ahead. Tell us about your story.
Well, let me just give you the brief synopsis of how this thing built up this lawsuit. I was a mass communication major in college and a theater major. And with the Marine Corps, it gave me some really essential skills. And I employed those skills. I did a lot of vice work because prostitutes make excellent informants. And you know, you lock a girl up, she won't cooperate, and she goes to jail for 30 days. She's on a drug habit. That's a long time for a drug habit. And the prosecution's allowed 3 postponements, so is the defense. And I would go down and visit her and say, you know, do you want to talk to me now? You know, and she would respond with some nasty remark. And I'd say, fine. And then the day of trial, I'd call in sick. And usually after 60 days, I would have a message to call the city jail. And then they and I what I did, because I always treated them fair. I never condemned them. You know, I never brutalized them. I never did it. Some cops did. But they made an excellent army of informants, and they got me into places where no one, including the feds, could even touch, nor did they want to touch in many cases. Mm-hmm. And I started writing papers, search and seizure warrants. I wrote dozens and dozens and dozens of search and seizure warrants, investigations. I had a full backing of a good sergeant whom they persecuted for, you know, backing me up. But they had a problem. They had the FOP, Fraternal Order of Police. So they had to walk carefully. They sent four lieutenants from headquarters. I found this all out later on. They sent four lieutenants down to hatchet me, to get rid of me any way they could.
Wow.
Including killing me.
Wow.
And I didn't even know what was going on. I could not understand why this was being done to me. I was being followed. I had sergeants every time I would make an arrest. These crony sergeants would stand there trying to get me on any type of minor infraction so they could charge me. And they never did because I did everything by the book. I was very good at it. And it was the third lieutenant. It was probably the worst. But the man had a conscience. And he was the one. I saved a police officer's life one night. He had stopped the car, and it had four ghetto yos in it. And the one in the middle of the back seat was wanted on homicide warrants.
Wow.
And I had gotten the driver out, and I was holding the driver up in the trunk lid. And the officer was, you know, they were peeling the people out of the car one at a time. And when they went to peel out the guy in the middle, he decided he wasn't going. So a fight broke out. And they ended up coming around to where I was at. They knocked me and the guy that I was holding to the street. The guy that I was holding had a gun stuck down in his crotch because I hadn't had a chance to pat him down. And he reached for the gun. He also had a tin of heroin. They used to put them in cigarette tins back then. And he went for the gun. I went for the gun. He got the gun. He stuck it in the officer's belly. I turned the gun, not intending to turn it on myself, but that's the way it went. And there were shots fired, and I was never struck.
Wow.
So I was written up for a Bronze Star on that by that lieutenant, that third lieutenant. And that's when he came to me one night in tears and, you know, apologizing. And I'm standing there like, apologizing for what? And he told me the whole story, that
wow.
they had been dispatched down there to get rid of me and that he had been told I was corrupt, I was evil or rotten, all these lies.
Wow.
And he even took and put me on a foot post. And there's only a series of designated foot posts in a city like Baltimore. And back then, Baltimore was about half ghetto. And working in the ghetto is a completely different world. It's a war zone.
Uh-huh.
It's literally a war zone. The rules of policing get, needless to say, twisted. Because you're in combat from the time you go on shift until
wow.
the time, I mean, you are literally, you know, I was talking.
This is amazing. We're going to pick this up on the other side, and I'm going to let you take it right as soon as we come back, because it's a fascinating story. People need to hear this from the perspective of a police officer that a corrupt police department came after, Eric Kolkhorst, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you. So don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're already into the latter part of June. And, of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again. And already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived. I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Kolkhorst. And again, his case that went all the way to the Supreme Court was an employee's right to military leave under the Veterans Reemployment Rights Act, and he won that. But it wasn't about that at all. As you've been hearing in the last two segments, and if you're just joining us, I'm not going to try to recap, but it's too interesting. We've got too much to talk about. We'll have the interview, of course, cut out at the band.video channel. And as we went to break, Eric, you said that they just assigned you to a foot post, which is basically what we understand as walking a beat. And it's very amazing to me to see the similarities between your case and Frank Serpico's case. A movie that was done on that with Al Pacino. If people haven't seen that, watch that movie. But also Adrian Schoolcraft, who was also the son of a police officer, and he was very idealistic there in New York City, and he refused to engage in the corruption. And to punish him, they put him on a foot post as well. And he was very excited about that because he said, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to do community policing. They thought that was a punishment. But, yeah, pick up with your story now, Eric.
Well, they stuck me on the worst square block, had the most highest murder rate, had the highest police shooting rate in the city at that time.
Trying to get rid of you.
Yes. And it was a one square block, and it was on day work. And I was told by this lieutenant I could make no arrests, which was totally unlawful. And so I began walk. And by the way, police cars would not go up and down that block because you had snipers who would shoot at them.
Wow.
So there really wasn't even a police presence.
Yeah, it really was a setup. You know,
but I don't want to go into all the details. But I walked that post, and I got to know the old guys, you know, in a neighborhood. And because walking a beat, you get to know the people. And mm-hmm. once they get used to you, you know, then they sort of start talking. Mm-hmm. And they gave me the layout, who was dealing all the drugs, how they were dealing, who had guns on them, who had warrants. And one day, and these guys would gather in an alleyway half up the block, and by then they were quite used to me, and I would practice, you know, knocking my nightstick off the sidewalk and all that dumb stuff, and whistling a tune, and eventually I could get within 25 feet of them before they would disperse. And one day I called, and I had a wagon go down to the other end of the alleyway, blocked that off. I had two more units down, and one was to come up Greenmount Avenue. And when I got within about 25 feet, I said, hit it, boys, and we got them all. And lo and behold, I mean, we made a haul. Well, all hell broke loose over that because I was told I couldn't make any arrests. Well, I'm a sworn officer. So they tried to make an issue out of that, but that, you know, that went to the wayside. But like I said, the third lieutenant, he spilled the beans. He told me they were out to get me, you know, the whole nine yards. And with that information, because I really, at that point in time, did not know what the hell was going on. Now, I would like to get this point in. And I'll even mention the man's name because he's long gone now. And he was a dear soul. I developed an informant, or rather, he developed me. His name was Ben Masters. And he drove a rural cab, 86. And the old man was the white chauffeur for all the big shot pimps, prostitutes, drug runners, etc.
As a taxi driver.
Yeah. He was their man. And when they would get in the back seat of that cab, they liked to brag. So they would talk. And Ben would listen. One night, on a hot Friday night, on the lot of this motel, and the place was packed with Johns, whores, pimps, dealers, you name it. I'm sitting there picking out a target, and Ben pulls up next to me, and we start talking. And it's really the first time I ever really talked to him, because I would yell at him more than often, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, I want to be your informant. And see, I never paid informants. The other guys did. I never paid them. There was a fund for that. I never paid one informant. They worked their way out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did. This guy was fantastic. He knew everybody. Everybody trusted him. This man risked his life. And his code name was ED80. And the only three people who knew who he was the district commander, my sergeant, and myself.
Wow.
And because if they found out who he was dead meat.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he got me into places no one could get into. And I did surveillances, wrote papers. I had a friend in ATF who came to me and told me I'd best back off because I was getting on the bad side of people in the federal government, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
I had CID narcotics downtown call me up screaming on the phone, demanding to know who my informant was, because I was cutting into the crack cocaine trade.
Yeah.
I was making big busts.
Yeah.
And I had all of this pressure put on me. I was followed by other police. And, you know, I mean, you know, every unmarked car in the city's arsenal, I drove. So I knew them all because I used them. And I would turn around and stop them, see, when I was in a marked unit. And, you know, the shots would be fired at me. I don't know by who.
Wow.
My home would be called. My wife would be told that I was dead 2 o'clock in the morning. My home was called. My 7-year-old girl picked up the phone. Every foul, filthy, vulgar name screaming that your father's dead, dead, dead. You know, to my little girl. She still remembers that quite well, by the way.
Wow.
And so this is what they did. And they the whole thing was to get rid of me because I was getting close. Now, I never would have got all the way to the top, but it's called climbing the ladder. Mm-hmm. In other words, you make a bust, you take that punk, you know, and you make a deal with him, you flip him, and then you climb up to the next one. That's how you do it.
And let's talk about this, because we've only got about 3.5 minutes left. And I want to get your take on reform, because when I listen to this, and you know, as you're pointing out, you're getting close to what's happening with the war on drugs and so forth, and these guys don't want you to do this because, you know, they're really the ones who are running it, right?
Correct.
This
Absolutely.
Is the issue of the corruption. And I really do believe that there's a couple of factors that are happening here that people are totally ignoring because, you know, the government doesn't want you to see what's really behind the curtain and what's really driving all this. It's really the war on drugs, and it's the federal government that is changing the way the police operate.
Remember
right?
the quote, we have fought the war on drugs and won. What mm-hmm. that wicked man said, Bush, was absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
They did win the war on drugs.
Yeah.
They turned the whole damn country into a bunch of drug addicts.
Yeah. We've met the enemy, and they is us.
You
right?
got it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And you're absolutely correct. You know, where do the drugs and where do the guns come from? Baltimore mm-hmm. is, you know, right behind Chicago in the murder. Where do these guns come from? Well, they're brought in. Brought in mm-hmm. by whom? The same ones that bring the drugs in.
That's right. That's right.
And
the federal government.
Well, basically
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
And
they're the ones who've changed the way. Talk about how you saw. We got 2 minutes left. Talk about the way you saw police work change while you were there.
My academy class was the last class to be taught constitutional law.
Mm.
After that, the city accepted federal funding.
And you graduated when, in the 70s?
82.
82, okay. Last class to be taught constitutional. So for 40 years, we haven't had any constitutional stuff taught.
Right. And then they were taught statutory law,
uh-huh.
and which makes a difference. And the caliber uh-huh. of the recruit just degenerated. Baltimore City, when I went on, was considered at that time the finest police department in the United States. It wasn't New York. It was Baltimore. The most professional. And as the years went by, recruits would come out of the academy for field training, and when they would come to my district, they would stick them with me to try to teach them how to read and write. That's how bad it was. I'm not bullshitting.
Wow.
And they could barely read and write.
Mm-hmm.
And you had all this affirmative action, and you know, most of the black male police officers were good. The females, they learned how to survive the streets. In other words, they hid. They were worthless.
That's,
you know, because they weighed 120 pounds and you're dealing
yeah.
with 300 pound monsters.
That's right. And that's one of the things that's driving the shoot first stuff too, right? They hire people who are not really physically capable of doing the job, whether they're male or female. And then they've changed the curriculum to say, well, you shoot first. That's what one of the guys who was working at the police academy in New Mexico said. He said they've changed the curriculum from the feds. And he goes, I'm not going to teach a shoot first curriculum.
That is correct. Now,
Oh, we're out of time. We're going to have to get you back, Eric. I really do appreciate your integrity, amazing stories, and you understand what is wrong with the system. They are shifting this narrative to avoid anybody noticing what the real problem is here. That's all the time we've got. Great to hear that. Thank you, Eric. Eric Kolkhorst, thank you so much.
Thank
That's
you.
It for the program, folks.